You have two the New York Public Library desk references.
I know.
It's bothering me. And they're not together.
No, there's no organization here.
That would really irritate me. Would it really irritate you if like someone came in and was just like organizing them one day and you were just like, what the fuck?
No, I don't think so.
No.
I just don't want to do the work.
Like a girlfriend was like one day.
Well, if it was a girlfriend, of course, I would start hitting her immediately. That's a different story. That's about power.
I just come over one day after work. I'm like, Peter, I'm coming home with you. I'm going to organize your books and then I'll leave. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's just an outside party. That's fine. But as a girlfriend, that would be grounds for, you know, hospital visit.
Nice.
All right. Here we go.
Life's not like Flynn, and you've done all you can. You may need a new plan. Call the helpful snowman. He'll tell you what to do. If your life's tied to gold, he will make you brand new. If you don't like it, fuck you.
Hey, that's the first time I've said, hey, everybody, and the other people on the thing actually said something back instead of me going, hey, everybody, and then that. Just silence. Everyone like, is he by
Alec
himself
responds.
Again? Does he?
He's always, hey.
Oh, yeah, he does have, hey, hey. Well, I have Christina and Matt with me today.
Howdy, hey.
The Ronies. Is it okay to use your last names?
I suppose.
I
could cut it out. Okay.
I don't have enemies or anything that are, like, looking for me.
That's what you
not
think.
Not in the witness protection program.
Well, you should be protected. Shouldn't we all? Because shouldn't they preemptively start protecting you or at least suggest things to keep you safe?
In this world.
Today, I had breakfast with my mom, and she was like, I was telling her how I got, you know, some rejection letters from jobs I applied for, and she was like, do you think maybe they, like, hit on the internet and then find you, and then they're like, no way? And I said, maybe.
Maybe.
That's entirely possible.
I saw a thing like that today on something that somebody was saying to their Facebook trolls that they copy everything down that they say and post it in a database, so any further future employment search will bring these results.
Right up. That's a good idea, actually, just for assholes. See, I don't think of being an asshole most of the time. I just, you know, post things about, you know, masturbating to internet pornography.
But they should
assume you're doing that in your office.
Freedom of information. That's what I'm all about, goddammit. And that's what all the people that I work for are doing. I mean, like,
that's
my customer's base is basically internet pornography masturbation.
Yeah.
So why not? I just want to understand the user experience.
Right.
It's true.
Maybe I should make this a manifesto on my Facebook or something.
I just don't understand why employers would even look at your Facebook. Like, why do they care what you're doing in your personal life? What does your personal life have to do with what you're going to do at work?
Right.
Unless you're like a crazy cokehead or something.
Right.
I had a regional director at a corporate job I worked for actually say that he looks in cars of people during interviews.
Like he'll walk out to the lot and see what's going on in their car.
Disorganized in their car, they're going to be disorganized in the shop.
That's not true at all.
No.
My office mate, who I think is pretty organized, her car has a bunch of shit in it, and mine's pretty clean, and my office has a bunch of shit in it. It's because I put all my shit in my office instead of my car.
Like, I'm a completely different person when I'm working than when I'm sitting on the couch at home.
I'm a goddamn professional. It's when I get home, that's when the problems begin. Well, and you know, I just don't. I think that's going to become a thing of the past, though, eventually, right? Like, bosses now think it's wise, but eventually, won't they be like, looking at these Facebooks doesn't really. What does it tell you?
I don't know. Is your name like attached to any of your blogs that like if they search it, it would come back to you?
It's not the first thing that comes up. That's for sure. Actually, my stuff I've done at work is the first thing that comes up.
Probably because you would publish that or it would be attached to your actual name as opposed to snowman aliases.
There's apparently a guy named like Peter Dirk Muffles or something like that.
What?
And that's he's like a German guy who does something with music or video or something. Dirk so that comes Muffles. Up. I know. Doesn't that sound like it sounds pornographic to me?
A little bit.
Something like about the muff.
He's a German porn star.
I don't know what he is because everything about him is in German. So I don't know.
You need someone who knows German.
You don't have Google Translate?
I do. I should use that and see what he's up to. I wonder what he thinks when he Googles my name. What a boring bastard. He doesn't even have a pornographic, you know. I don't have like Peter Dirk Cockmaster or some shit like that. It's not a very good analog to what he has going on. My mom gave me this nice Valentine's present.
Oh, because does she know how you feel about Valentine's Day?
Not at all.
Oh.
She's just a sweet lady.
She is just a sweet lady. I like your mom.
So she gives me like, it's like a cookie tin, mm-hmm. you know, and I get it. And then in the car, she's like, make sure and open that right away because it's not cookies.
Hmm.
I was like, all right, money? It's going to be money, you know. So
I'd be happy with cookies. So anything above and beyond that would be cool.
So I thought we would do an unveiling.
All right.
I saved it.
Awesome.
You guys were excited. What, do you have predictions?
Is it breakable? Can you shake it a little?
You guys could shake it and touch it. It feels heavy.
Okay.
So that kind of makes me think, well, it's not coins.
Is it sunflower seeds? Or are you going to eat them at a professional development conference?
So we were at a, all staff thing yesterday, and it was dead silent in the room. But there was one lady at the middle table, just like, crack, eating sunflower seeds, nonstop for like an hour. And you would hear every single, and she would snap, eat it, put the shell away, snap. I mean, it was like, she was like a factory.
One at a time.
Then you looked at her and she had like a cup full of nasty, slobbery sunflower seeds that she was like out of her mouth.
Oh, that was gross.
And I was like, oh my God, I just want to turn around and like mom her and be like, do you really believe that's a proper snack for this kind of event?
And doesn't everyone know, aren't you supposed to dump like 10 in there and then it's more challenging and then you can do it with your mouth closed so it's not as
I think she
loud.
Did have like a whole bunch in her mouth because Jess said
she would put
she
her
was
fingers
watching her.
In there. She had like two fingers all the way in her mouth.
Jess said at the dinner last night that she like
a
whole handful.
Maybe she did.
Well, she said that she was like pulling a bunch out, but she wasn't putting any in. So she like...
Oh, so she put one in at a time and then took them out in a wad.
I don't know what she did.
It
no,
was
I think
loud,
it was the
though.
Opposite way. I think she put it in a wad and then we're like taking out the one she had.
Next year,
apart.
I'm just going to clip my fingernails right at the table.
Right? Your toenails.
Yeah. Put my foot up on the fucking table right in my fruit cup.
This is why I wore sandals.
And then trim your nose hair.
Yeah, get up. Trim my nose hair live. Hey, guys. I just thought I'd get some shit done. Sunflower seeds, I mean, that's not really a food, right? That's like an activity.
Yeah.
I mean, you eat them in the car or at a game.
Outside?
Yeah, outside is great because you just spit them right on the ground and sanctioned.
Well, there was that that mystery sunflower seed eater at the library that was like would leave like sunflower seed debris everywhere and we could never catch him. It wasn't until like after he'd already been, we'd be like, where did those sunflower seed shells come from? What the hell?
It was like a squirrel was secretly using the computers and leaving his mess.
Well, a couple times they were like way in the back in like cubbies that you don't necessarily go like investigate, but a couple times it was at a computer that's like right within
dead center.
Eyesight of the desk. Like, how did we not see him just being like, spit, spit, spit?
I just don't know how. I mean, why don't I just chew tobacco next year?
I think so. And just huck it on the floor.
Yeah. I'll bring a spittoon.
Those are outdoor
so it makes that cool dinging sound.
That
right?
People bring indoors. It's ridiculous. Yeah. This needs to stop.
I think there should be a thing on sunflower seeds bags that's like, use only outdoors. Like, not
smoking,
meant for indoor
chewing
use. Smoking.
And chewing sunflower seeds. Keep it outside.
Go outside.
15 feet away from any entrance.
Get some lawn darts, get some golf clubs, and chew your fucking sunflower seeds outside, for the love of Christ.
All right. I had no idea what it was. It feels like something small, like and like a lot of it, like... sunflower seeds, like something that kind of is rattling. But I don't know. Is it a food thing?
Is what rattling? Food?
Is it a food thing? I don't know what it is.
Back to where we were.
Yeah, it's like, forget it.
Bringing us back around to the Valentine's Day
present. All right, I'm going
to
open it up and reveal.
Okay. Oh, pistachios.
That's a score.
Pistachios. Why would... what a weird gift. Why did she want... Do these go bad quickly?
I don't know.
Why, she was like, open them immediately. Well, I'd like to give you guys this gift of pistachios because I don't know how to break it to my mom, but I'm not allowed to eat nuts anymore.
Oh, right.
But happy Valentine's Day, and thanks for coming.
Awesome.
To the show. Do you want the ribbons, too?
Sure.
She even put a ribbon on it.
That's very sweet. So it's very pink and red and I'm going to
set this aside, but don't forget it. Like food at a restaurant. Yeah. Leftovers.
Pistachios are good, though.
So this morning, my mom called me to wake me up because I was supposed to go pick her up, but then she had to change her mind because it was 99-cent sweater day at the Arc.
Oh, yeah. I saw that commercial. I did.
So my mom decided to go with all the pores and fight her way, and she was wearing a sweater she bought today, by the way, which I was like, not from the Arc. Come on.
Gotta wash that stuff first.
You gotta wash anything.
I've worked in retail. I worked in the unloading dock. I know what those boxes go through. I know what's in them. I know what the staff does to that stuff when it comes in.
What does the staff do to it?
You need to wash clothes that you buy from a store. If you put it right on, you're disgusting.
What does the staff do to it?
We just drop it all over the floor and on it and shit with our gross feet. And those boxes are coming from freaking other countries. And we found some freaking weird bugs in there. Alive and dead. So, and they get, the trucks will leak sometimes, and so sometimes, they'll be, sopping wet, disgusting boxes full of dead bugs that then we step on the clothes, so.
God, and mash the bug bodies into the clothes.
Yeah, so you should always wash
clothes. There's not, a wash station at the Arc in the back.
No, that's true.
They're not washing that shit.
God, there should be. It should be, in the prison movies where they just throw that powder on you.
You got all these kids going in there for community service. They can put them to work with some washing.
I would think so.
That's a valuable life skill they could learn is how to do laundry for themselves.
Why the fuck not? Why not a laundry machine? Or at least some kind of array. One of those lights. Those blue lights? Yeah.
At the dentist?
I don't think they do anything, but at least fool me. So my mom called me to let me know that, she was so busy with the bargains and everything that she wouldn't be here, or she wouldn't be ready, so she was just going to come pick me up when she was done shopping. And so then I went back to sleep, and my alarm went off this morning. And I got a new phone, and it has a default alarm that I think I'd like you guys to hear. And you can let me know if I'm crazy for thinking this is really annoying. Just wait.
Good morning.
It gets worse.
It's now going to be stuck in my head for the next 20 days.
But now,
I have a rule with our alarm.
Uh-huh.
I hit the snooze until a song that I like comes on the radio.
Kind of the reverse of what I do.
I would never, ever, ever wake up. Toss that thing against the wall.
It does kind of ruin the day.
It's a little too happy for me. It's a little too hey, the morning's wonderful. Let's get up and be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And you're fuck you.
It's not very okay, this is me. I'm in bed. Okay, my eyes open. I wipe a crust out of them. I'm feeling nauseous. Oh. Then I roll over. Nobody else is there. Start weeping quietly into my pillow. And this is the morning.
That's a scene right out of a dark comedy.
It's horrible. It's ridiculous. So I thought maybe we could go through some of these other options. You guys could tell me if there's one that seems reasonable.
Okay.
All right. So this is alarm beep 01.
I don't know. I don't think that would wake me up.
Yeah, it's not very loud. That's the problem with these beeps. All right, let's try 2.
What? Did it happen?
yeah.
Oh.
So no. That's not loud either, right?
Is it any interval? Or?
I think it just keeps going. So that would go 100 times. That's number 3.
That's suitably annoying. Can you turn the volume up on it? Is it adjustable?
Yeah, I can make it pretty loud.
Oh, okay.
All right, here's alarm clock.
Oh, that's so nostalgic.
Yeah. I think this one just keeps going forever. Even on the sample version. Oh, there it goes.
It's like the normal telephone ring that people use on their cell phones.
I find it very jarring.
It would be cool when if they had that, and now that people have it, it's the most annoying thing in the world.
I just, to me, like, something about it, I don't know, that telephone ring, it's like it was designed to frighten you. Like, you're like, oh, shit, you know, I gotta get the phone! You know, I don't know, they didn't want people fucking around back in the day on these farms not picking up the phone. All right, this is Alarm Rooster.
Oh, God, yes, that one.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, people are like, oh, yeah, I wake up with the rooster every morning. Why is that appealing?
Roosters don't only crow in the morning. That's such a freaking myth.
I mean, I wake up because a turtle bites me every day. Why is an animal waking you up like, oh, I'm in heaven? This is amazing. Okay, here's the music. Let's try Music After the Dream.
I think that would put me back to sleep, just on first impression there.
This sounds like the music that precedes, like, the safety procedures on the plane. Like, they're like...
Maybe you can wake up and do some meditation. And some
yoga or, like, stretching.
This isn't very accurate to my day either. I don't think I would be rushed enough in my day if this was on.
Be too laid back.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, I'll take a shower. Maybe not. All right, let's try Music Cello Suite. I'm walking through my garden.
You're listening to NPR.
Trimming a hedge maze. Pouring myself tea. Looking at the paper.
And then dying on the Titanic.
Yeah, in a suit. All right, let's try Music Sunrise.
After the love scene in the car with the mist on the window. The hand.
Oh, yeah.
That one's for Jess.
I should say we went to pick up someone we were carpooling yesterday. We get to our house, and her mom and mom's husband, new husband, was there. And they, instead of sleeping in the house for some reason, sleep in a trailer in front of the house. And when we got there, I'm not kidding, the windows were so steamy inside, they weren't fogged. There were water rivulets going down. Passion water, I believe.
Condensation.
Yeah. Water of passion. It looked just like Titanic right before the hand goes up on the window, which I... was made sure to let her know about immediately and repeatedly all day.
Yep.
It looked just like that, though. It looked bad. Funny. It looked real bad. I don't know. Anyway, what were we doing? Sunrise.
Oh. Really? These are your choices? None of these are adequate for waking up.
There's still one more. Music Voice of Nature.
This
seems like going to bed.
Right. That's what I thought about all of these.
Do you guys ever play Super Mario 2 Yoshi's Island?
No.
Oh.
I was going to say, that last one reminded me of Wii Fit.
Oh, yeah. Like the menu screens and shit. Getting fit. In bed. Stretching.
Going back to sleep.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, there's a little alarm behind it. Can you hear that? And that's getting louder. What the fuck?
Wake you up naturally?
Natural wake up.
I don't.
Slowly greet the day.
I don't like that. That's like a trick. Yeah, this is like reverse. So you can see why I've ended up with just... Because it's not worth changing because they're all bad.
Those were all your choices.
That's everything.
Can you not like put a song on there and assign it as your alarm?
I'm sure I could.
We're sitting here in a room with recording equipment.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
she could record one right now.
What?
Just to, yeah, wake you up, could Peter. Just say something. Wake the fuck
God
up.
God damn it, get out of bed.
See, here's
sack of shit.
I have a problem, too, where if I have an alarm or a ringtone that's got, like, a human voice in it, it frightens me. Because I think someone's in the room all of a sudden. And so it's too much.
Too much.
Should I look up?
You wake up with your heart racing?
Yeah, I do. I'm like,
sweat.
Oh, God, who's in here? See if we've got any songs that have the word morning in them here. Oh, yeah, okay, here's one. Let's see what this is like. This is called In the Morning. Makes me ready to like hit the open road on the hog or something.
See how this feedback foot fades in here.
Yeah. Look into her eyes. It's a little literal for me.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's skip ahead. I can't wait. Oh, it's the same. Oh, of course we have Foreigner.
Not unlike waking up to Jack at that.
No. You know, the problem with waking up to a song like this is then I, whatever song I do wake up to, I'll come to hate.
Yeah.
Like, passionately. I'll be like, fuck this song. Or I'll hear it somewhere. You know, you go to the movie and you hear an alarm clock that's like your alarm. And all of a sudden you're like, fuck you, movie. Like, it just makes me so angry all of a sudden. You don't tell me when to wake up, movie. I don't know, guys.
I don't know. It's a very difficult choice.
This is Bob Dylan.
Is Bob Dylan actually going to wake you up?
Not so far. He hasn't woken me up physically or musically. That's the unfortunate thing. Meet me in the morning. I don't think this is going to work for me. I think I'm just going to have to continue...
with your happy, bubbly song?
Yeah, waking up and just, you know... being sick and just coughing my way through ding, 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 and I'm coughing till I almost puke in bed.
Well, I mean, if there's a song to hate, that would be the one to hate.
That's true. There's no danger of, like, I used to be real into that song, and now
no.
I hate it.
No.
So I wanted to ask you guys, while I had a panel of two here, I have sort of a life question.
Okay.
Every person comes to a point in their life where they decide, is it time to become more mature or to regress and be less mature?
Mm.
Or maybe equally mature, but not more. Much more. Way more mature or the same mature are the options.
So we're not regressing.
Sure. Well, I would be. yeah, stopping the backslide or pushing myself faster down the hill, like when you would push a kid on a sled until you couldn't go as fast as him. What is it going to be? So I have a choice to make an adult purchase based... a grown-up... it's not porno things, but it's like an adult purchase like a parent would make. Not like Jessica's mom who would make an adult purchase for their...
sex swing.
Yeah, for the their sex swing. Do you guys sell a sex swing for a mobile home? For a sort of mobile home slash dungeon.
She's going to kill you, you know that.
I know.
You are going to die somewhere in a dark alley, and you're not going to see it coming.
It's okay. She can just say stuff about my mom, and it'll even out.
But she likes your mom.
I like her mom. A lot. Okay.
All right. What's this purchase you want to make?
So I have two options, okay? Now, I'm not proud of this fact, and I understand that it's very weird. But I do sleep in a twin bed. It's very small. It's kind of like in the movies when they would let a kid sleep in a drawer and then they just push the drawer in and say goodnight, you know? It's kind of like that. But it's never been a problem in the past. It's always worked out. I guess I'm a little bit of what scientists would call a cuddle bug.
Aww.
Or that's a bed bug.
No.
I'm a bed bug. So I have a very small bed. So it may be wise to upgrade to like an adult bed. Maybe not this exact bed, but an approximate bed.
Not a bad bed.
No. You know, larger.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I could find a nice...
Swedish. Put it together yourself.
Lady. Yeah. I think this could all work out. Get a meatball. Get a bed. Or, for about the same price, because this is just the price of the frame...
There's a right. race car coming up here, isn't there?
A race car bed? They're both beds. it's just arms that hug you in a bed frame over the top. You have to slide in. Or for about the same price, I could purchase an Xbox 360. Now, here's the thing. I want the Xbox 360.
Uh-huh.
I don't want the bed. But I fear that if anyone else came here, I would suddenly be like, oh, fuck. I sleep in a tiny little bed that I've slept in since I was a child. This is going to be a problem, you know? And I guess I could use the Xbox 360 and just play it until she fell asleep on the couch. is an option. But if she's not super entertained by it, that's a problem. So what should I do?
Well,
not that I'm planning on bringing anyone home either. That's the other thing. It's not like, I almost brought these babes home the other night, but I was like, oh my God, I got a little bed.
Well,
multiple babes, yeah, it doesn't work in a twin bed. One you can get away with.
Yeah, one has worked out fine. Multiple, I suspect, would not work unless one or me slept curled up at the bottom, which wouldn't even work well either. Because then you'd have to put your legs on top of the person on the bottom and all the blood would drain out.
So,
and when I ask if they want me to drain their blood before they fall asleep, they always say no. Because, I have to explain it.
Well,
I could just be a couch orgy guy. I could just be like, I don't really sleep with people in the bed.
Got to move the coffee table.
Like, did you ever see Mariah Carey's episode of Cribs? And she didn't let anyone go in the bedroom.
Mm-mm.
She's like, this is my private area. I'm Mariah Carey, you know? You don't get to see my bedroom because I'm sure it was amazing. I could just be like that.
Yeah, maybe.
Be like, I don't take people in there. That's for me.
Well.
And Nick Cannon.
If you had a more long-term partner person, I would say the bed would be a good choice because, you know, being cuddly and stuff in the twin bed is nice. But when you actually get to a point where they're staying over a lot,
the twin
bed is kind of rough.
It's a bummer.
It's kind of elbows in the face, knees in the crotch, hot,
I have had
sweaty,
those problems.
Uncomfortable sleeping position.
Yeah.
In the beginning of our relationship, we shared a twin
bed. You guys shared a twin.
Yeah, it's
often
in the
we're both stomach sleepers. So
See, that's impossible.
That doesn't work, and we can't. It's hard to fall asleep on your my side.
See, I'm a side sleeper.
Yeah,
and I sleep actually up against the wall.
Yeah,
normally myself. So really, it doesn't change my sleep that much, except that it's a little warm.
Yeah.
I'm like, God, why are people so warm when they're sleeping? And whenever someone was in the bed with me, it was so fucking warm, and she'd be like, I'm cold. And I would be like, I disagree. I think all your heat is being vented right now. It's like in a space movie when they're venting the oxygen into space, and they're like, we don't have air. And I'm like, you have air. It's just going the wrong way. Just venting it all out. It's not working for you.
So I could see the bed being a good mature choice, but if it's not, if there's no reason for you to have a bigger bed.
Right.
Then you're not. You're just buying something to because you think it's the right or the more mature.
Okay.
Purchase.
Okay.
So why do you want the Xbox? Like, what is it? What's its appeal to you? Do you have like
games? Video games?
Well, yeah, but there's specific ones.
Well, here's the thing. I have a Nintendo Wii, which I do enjoy, but I enjoy playing that with other people a lot.
Right, and that's what its intent is. Absolutely.
And see, that's why this is such a good choice. Because the bed is kind of the choice of, like, maybe my life will include others. But the Xbox is like, maybe I can retreat into my own Xbox-shaped shell. And just and that will help me retreat into a world of video games.
Can you get an Xbox bed?
I don't think so, but I didn't Google that.
Oh, well.
To be honest. Here's the other thing, like, the Xbox, like, now's the perfect time, because all the games, like, I can get the first wave of games for, like, $8.
Right.
So, that's hours of playing and pretending that I have control over bees, and that I shoot guns. And
I'm definitely, like, kind of, I like to electronics, and I wish I could buy them all, and I'm also kind of an impulse buyer. When I want something, I just buy it for myself.
Okay.
So I would go for the Xbox. You don't seem like you really need the bed. The bed's working out for you.
All right.
That's where I'm going with that.
Okay.
And that's the lady's opinion.
That's a lady's opinion. That's a good lady stamp.
All right.
Matt, what do you think?
I'm just trying to think what I would do with the extra $200.
Well, those aren't...
Not needing a bed, not being a gamer.
Yeah. Well, what would you do? I have a third option?
No idea.
If you had to pick this, let's say you got a gift card that was like good for one Xbox or one bed, and you were me, what would you do? Or how would you decide? Or what questions would you ask of
your soul? I feel like the bed is something that you could reevaluate in the future when you have reasons for getting it.
That's true. I could just say, like, I burned my other bed on accident, and that's just, this is a loner. It's not my real bed, babe. I fell asleep with a cigarette and burned it up.
Because when we moved in together, I already had a queen size bed. and he still had. We kept his twin bed for quite a while.
Yeah.
In the spare bedroom.
We thought we'd had friends who had stayed over, but
yeah. That's what everyone thinks, don't they? I kept this room. It was kind of like bedroomy for 3 weeks. And I was like, who the fuck's going to stay here? Why would anyone stay here? This is much worse than their home. It's insane.
So, I mean, we hung on to his twin bed, but it's not like we went in and slept in it for nostalgia's sake. But I already had the queen size bed.
See, that's so kind of what...
wasn't there to like, we need to go buy one together.
That's true.
But maybe in the future, if you have someone that's like staying with you 90% of the time and it's just getting to the point where it's like, okay, this is just awkward and hot and we're sweaty and uncomfortable and annoyed with each other because we're crammed in this little bed, you could be like, well, maybe I have an extra $200 to buy a IKEA bed.
That's true. Or maybe I could just stay at her house.
Yeah, there you go.
I could just be the guest.
Yeah.
Which is nice because then you can kind of leave whenever you want.
Right.
When you're ready to go home, you don't have to be like, so...
You're gonna leave now?
Stuff I was gonna do, maybe go to the bank or something.
Do you wanna leave?
So if you wanna get the hell out of here.
Isn't
that an awkward moment? Well, yeah, because you're like, I really do like you and would like to see you, but
not
at this
right
moment,
now.
I have things to do. So I guess I could avoid that. Maybe having a tiny bed avoids that.
Maybe.
But what if she lives in India or something? I meet her online. Well, she comes here for 3 weeks.
Then she's not going to be used to this vastness of a twin bed anyway.
That's true. I'll say I got a twin bed because I thought you'd be more comfortable. That would be really weird. Some Indian lady just staying here.
Why is there always racism on this show? Why is there always
stereotypes?
Oh,
stereotypes and
some
like
fucking Indian
judging people and like assuming that they're not going to know. Always on. I'm not dogging.
I did stop after I said that and went, well, if she's flying here, she might be a wealthier Indian.
Yeah, she might be the red dot kind. You think I'm going to date some slumdog millionaire? Well, no, I'll date the slumdog millionaire, not the slumdog.
Frida Pinto?
Slumdog womanlier.
She wasn't even Indian.
Frida Pinto, is that the lady from that?
Yeah, she's Indian. I looked her up when we were watching that movie she was in last week.
Is she rich?
I thought she was Hispanic.
No.
Oh. Is she rich? Yeah, Pinto. Now who's racist?
No, I just mean I thought I read that somewhere at one time.
One of the girls. Why are we digressing?
Anyway.
It's important. It's important. It matters.
Why are we transferring this to...
I say
Indian
right
politics.
Now, you know, you're a young single gentleman. It's possible you have come ladies. I hope you have ladies come over, but, you know.
Lord willing. Lord willing, and they don't stop producing wine coolers. I went to a liquor store like a week ago to find this special beer, and there was a lady there, and she was kind of like having trouble, so I held the liquor store door for her, which was really weird. Because it's sort of like polite, but it felt weird because I was just standing there while she's pulling out these cases of wine coolers. She's like, nice. I'm bringing wine coolers back. And I was like, good luck, crazy lady. Because she had this wild look in her eyes like people are going
like
to come to
my party.
Like
she already drank half of them and was trying to bring them back?
Like
wine
she was
coolers
actively...
went away because those malt beverages came in.
Right, yeah. And hard and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
My uncle used to give me wine coolers when I was in high school when we would have like barbecues at his house.
What is a wine cooler?
It's like a...
What does it taste like?
Carbonated, a white wine spritzer.
Yeah.
Like Sprite liquor?
The Sprite liquor.
Is that
there you go. Fruity Sprite liquor.
That sounds real gross.
It's...
Well, you know, it's fruity.
But I guess it would be easy to get loaded off of it. All right, maybe I'll buy
real low alcohol, though,
Yeah, they are really low alcohol.
Oh, that's no good. Well, you could always dump in an extra shot or something.
Yeah, maybe.
So I should get an Xbox and a case of wine coolers and see what happens.
That's my
Xbox
vote.
And a four-pack of Bartles and
James.
You
have a date with yourself.
That's right. Be all wasted and stomach hurt off of those.
That's my vote. So
take those horrible drunk crafts that just look like a pile of tiny boomerangs.
What?
There we go. What do you think, Matt? What are you looking at these options? Thinking about my life.
That's a pretty stylish bed for $200.
I thought so.
Maybe we'll upgrade.
I mean, it wouldn't look like this because it wouldn't be
We'll buy that, and you can have my bed.
Okay, now we're talking. What kind of bed do you have? Water bed?
It's like a wrought iron four-poster.
It's a princess bed.
Princess bed?
Oh. Princess bed. You don't want to give that up. Be honest with yourself.
I do.
We've got a guest bed.
No.
We want to do something more modern looking like that.
Yeah. I think this is a cool looking bed.
although my sadness in letting it go would be, where am I going to hang my clothes that I have to hang to dry? Because that right now, that's what I use
tall
it for. Well, it's got
posts,
bars like around like all the posts.
Oh, okay.
So like you just hang it, and
so you could sleep in like a clothing forest.
He does too. he comes to bed
and
after
stumble drunk to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and have to go through a forest of t-shirts like, to get to your place.
Parting the sea
What's
of
touching
t-shirts.
My face?
And then you're lucky if you've got 3 feet to lay in.
That's very disorienting in the dark. I had one time, I was on a date and then we came back here and we slept in the bed here, but it was like very early on. So I didn't want to be like, I'm going to get nude. It was one where I was like, do you want me to sleep on the couch? And she's like, no, it's cool. But I decided to put on a shirt because I was like, I don't want to just sleep like nude, you know, be like.
So shirt, no boxers.
Yeah. Yeah. Pantsless with a shirt.
Porky
That's
pig.
What I did. Let me just get a shirt on and get hard and I'll get in the bed. I'm like that fat kid in the pool, except with sex. I just wear a shirt and no pants. No one ever talks about that. The fat kid who gets in with no pants, but a shirt. Who's the brave one now?
I don't know.
So anyway, I just like, I better put on a shirt, you know, to be proper. But I was real loaded. So I was going through my closet and I started putting on this shirt and then I realized it was a button up, you know, so I was disorientedly trying to button the shirt because I didn't have confidence that I'd find another shirt in the dark. And then
she'd gone to bed before you?
Yeah, she was already passed out in the bed.
Oh.
It was weird. We were up really late and real drunk. And I had to be at a meeting in like 4 hours.
Oh, good.
From when I'm putting a shirt on.
Making.
Well, that's why I was like, I don't want to find another shirt. I'm wasting precious moments of sleep.
You just get up in the morning and leave it on and go to work.
Exactly. Roll out of bed.
Monocomb.
Smelling like whiskey. I have very strong opinions on book club bags. Let me tell you right at this moment. Then waking up in the morning, I was very disoriented and like felt trapped by this button-up shirt that I don't know why I wore anyway. And then she was like, why did you wear a button-up shirt? And I was like, I did it for you, damn it. Respecting your boundaries.
Don't ask
that
me
you
these
may
questions.
Have. I don't even know if you have boundaries.
That's funny.
You're new. You're the new person here. I sleep here all the time. I did it for you. Anyway.
Anyway.
So you think I should get the Xbox? Or the bed?
Come on, weigh in, Matt.
I don't know.
It's an important debate. I value your opinion. I mean, it's a nice bed. But the Xbox is the Xbox.
I've never touched an Xbox. I have no idea.
Yeah, I haven't. Well, I've touched one.
Are you getting the motion sensor thing too?
I don't think so, because I have the Wii.
Right.
So I kind of have the, you know, if I want to wave my arms around and shit. And I don't like the dancing games. Because I thought.
The UFC trainer game, I hear, is good.
Oh, that actually sounds fun. Punching stuff. I heard someone tell me, because at one point in my life, I was like, maybe I'll get one of these dancing games and then I'll learn how to dance and then I'll be able to go, like, dancing. You know, it's like, I will be a dancer.
Hitting the club.
Yeah, I'm like, I could be in the club dancing. But then I've heard multiple people say they play those dancing games, and then that actually made them worse at dancing. Like, they forgot how to dance because they just want to do the moves from the game.
You got to hit the steps on the pad.
Yeah, like Dance Dance Revolution, right. And all of a sudden they're like, I don't know how to dance anymore because there aren't arrows flashing.
Why are you standing in a square?
Yeah. They should make a nightclub that's just a grid, and then you could just step on the arrows that light up, and then no one looks at your face. You're all just looking at the floor the whole time. You're like, oh, she's got a hot top of her head. I think I might go over there
and
see what
those
she's
shoes.
Like. Yeah. Hey, baby. You got nice shoes, nice top of your head. You got it all.
No ankles. That's a
yeah. All of a sudden, ankles are the number one, and men have a new appreciation for shoes. And Asian guys are the hottest in the world. It all changes at that moment.
I miss something about Kangles.
I was just saying they should make clubs a grid on the floor and then put arrows on it like Dance Dance Revolution so that people could go and then be directed as to what to do.
That's not a bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
Help bad dancers everywhere.
It would be great for me.
Yeah.
I can't even do DDR, so.
Me neither. That's the problem. But I would think most people wouldn't be able to just walk in. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
One Chinese kid in the middle.
The Xbox does have all like the popular shooter games, so.
I like shooting things.
So, you know.
And again, shooting someone may help me in a weird way feel better about not having anyone in a bed with me.
Maybe.
Although if I had the larger bed and then I shot someone, I could thrash around in my nightmares of all of a sudden.
What have I done?
Yeah, I'm in manhunt and I'm trying to not be killed. I don't know.
PTSD from video games.
Right. It's got to happen.
I don't know.
It's going to be reality.
I vote Xbox, best me, so.
Xbox?
Yeah.
So that's what you think I'm doomed to Xbox, huh?
No.
It does have a 4.5-star rating on Amazon.
Well, that's
in case you're curious about.
That's a pretty good rating.
I like the Xbox. I should have printed off some of the reviews. I bet they're really good.
That's a Tumblr you can follow. Least helpful.
Amazon reviews?
It does the worst Amazon reviews in the world.
I'm going to do that because I need some really good ones. And some there are things to review. You know, I'm like...
Well, he grabs like classic books and stuff.
That's
and finds
exactly,
the worst
yes.
reviews for them.
It's like, do you like, need to review Charles Dickens? I'm aware. I think there's plenty out there.
I get the Gatsby now. He was drunk.
Oh, thank God you reviewed this, sir.
I would have never read this if it weren't in my class.
I like Amazon, too, because people don't understand the difference between a review and a summary. They're like, oh, here's what happened.
That's Goodreads, too.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to know what the book is about. I can read what the book is about in the description. I want to know what you thought of the book.
Yeah. Speaking of books, so, Matt, you had sort of a, I don't know how to put this, Jesus-y upbringing. Was it Jesus-y?
Yes.
Okay. See, I have a lot of questions, and I don't want you to feel insulted. I just don't know, like, people who are into Jesus, are they into God also?
Yes.
But more Jesus?
Jesus is God.
Is God?
Yes.
I thought he was his son.
He's the son and God.
It's and the Holy Ghost?
The Trinity thing, yes.
Okay.
They're all the same, but they're all different names.
Different names for the same thing.
God created everything. Jesus forgave the original sin, and the Holy Spirit is what is with us now, but they're all God.
So it's kind of like the multiple man.
So basically,
from
Mary
comics.
Got impregnated by her son.
I thought she was. Who's the one who got impregnated by the swan?
That's Greek mythology.
Okay.
That's
one of my favorites.
That's Zeus and Leda.
There's like some lady and then a swan fucked her. She had a. It's
oh,
like,
that sounds occultish. I didn't learn that in my school.
So. I like that.
Yeah,
myth.
That, no, that's Greek. That's Zeus.
Bang a swan.
Zeus and Leda.
Oh, that swan have a nice dick for you? How was that? Good? Sex? Do they have swan dicks?
I don't know.
That would be a good opera, swan dick. Or ballet, I guess that is. It's like all people dressed as swans, but they have big dick costumes. And guys come out and they're in huge penis costumes.
I think we need to workshop this.
I think
the
so.
The vulgar Broadway shows are really a hit right now.
We can get Gwar to do the soundtrack. It's penises everywhere. The more penises, the
they
better.
Need a new guitarist, though.
And the end is like a huge dick lowered from the ceiling and it shoots out white confetti over the audience.
I was thinking about, you know, in the movie Idiocracy, they put that giant purple dildo on it, the front of his car
yes.
with Disney Arena. That's what I was thinking of, the swans with like big giant dildos attached to them.
Yeah, and they're just flopping like crazy.
Yeah.
Like the people are plieing and dancing and they're almost whacking them in the face and stuff. You'd just be watching entranced. Yeah. They're spinning and
be
the
like
dick is like half an inch behind. It's like a spiral behind them. Anyway, so Jesus.
So back to Jesus.
So let me ask you this. Let's go back in time. So you're a young Matt. Mm. And you went to church like all growing up and all that stuff? You're baptized?
I went to church on Sunday and Wednesday, school at the church building Monday through Friday. And,
oh my God.
The church band practice a couple nights a week. So like literally every time we left the house, we were probably going to church.
Wow. So you went to church pretty much every day.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And you were baptized. Is that part of what your religion?
What was it, 10 or 11 I was baptized.
Now, did you have, because I've seen lots of versions of this, did you wear like the white robe and
No, it was a swimsuit and a t-shirt.
Okay. And did you have to get in like a tub or did they
just
pour
water on you?
Yeah,
they have a tub built into like a side stage at the church.
Were there any jets in there?
I don't remember any jets. I was surprised there was a drain in the bottom. I'm like, they went through plumbing to do this?
They
but
actually
I'm
just, well, have just something more than a
plumb
tub.
That in, yeah.
Now, was the water warm? Was it unpleasantly cold or was it average?
I remember it was tepid.
Yeah, okay. Did you... Every time I get in a pool or ocean, I have to pee. Like every,
I don't recall.
Unstoppably.
It's so fast, and it's a large group of people go through this class for a week, and then everybody comes down, the pastor puts them in and pulls them out, and you get out.
What was the content of the class? Just like
I don't remember.
Bible shit?
I can't differentiate like every school class and Sunday school class and baptism
all blends
class.
Together.
It all blends together.
I went to church with a friend once, and we went to Sunday school at the beginning, and I had never been to church and knew really nothing about it, and they told us, you know, the activity of the day was, like, draw a picture of Jesus, just with crayons and stuff, and I didn't know, and so I drew a Ninja Turtle, because I was like, I don't know.
That would have been, like, you've been... How demons cast out of you did that at my church.
I drew Donatello. He was the most well-behaved, I thought. Leonardo had kind of an ego problem, and Raphael was rude.
They were Buddhists, and they meditated, and when you meditate, you let the devil in, so they're Satanists.
That's just opening the door for the devil. Oh, God damn it. Well, that's all I knew what to do. Right. I was trying. So I was reading this book. That's why I came from that book thing. And it was like the lead singer from Bad Religion and some college professor, and they corresponded in letters about, it's called something like, is religion good, bad, or doesn't matter, something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And so
him collaborating with a professor? Because he is a professor.
Yeah, no, it was like a different guy.
And like a professor of religious or studies or something somewhere, and they like had letters back and forth.
So it'd be like a letter from
the book I was
the one guy, and then a letter from the Bad Religion guy. Okay. It seemed to me, reading it, because I was kind of like, this might be cool. And then it seemed to me to be this professor pestering the Bad Religion guy about, like, but what about this? Maybe this means God's real. And he was like, I don't know. Pretty set in my beliefs, but whatever. And he brought up this hypothetical. And the hypothetical was something like, the professor said, you know, I was in a cafe in Germany, you know, and I had my coffee and whatever. And I left a tip. Why would I leave a tip if at somewhere I'm never going to be again, for people I'm never going to see again, blah, 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 if I didn't believe in God? Do you have, I mean...
Are you asking me that question?
I guess so. I mean, I don't know.
Oh, you tip because they're in control of your food.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, it's like... The concept of tipping is that they did you a service, and if they do a good job, you leave them extra money, because in most places, people, well, Europe, they don't, but like here, people who work for tips make less minimum wage than everybody else.
That's
and
true.
So you do it because you know that's how they make their living. You don't do it because you think, oh, if I don't tip, God's going to see it and I'm going to go to hell.
That's true.
That's retarded.
So I decided to, because that was like an example I thought of, like a atheism versus religion hypothetical.
It's basically the why would I do things if I'm not going to get rewarded?
Exactly.
You do them because they're right.
Them because they're right, and that's better for society.
Ah, okay.
How we evolved as social creatures is doing what's best for society.
Okay. That's a good answer.
If we all go around killing each other, then we kill our species off. Like, that doesn't make evolutionary sense. But if we work together and help each other and don't hurt each other, then we survive and we become a better group of people.
That's true. It is scary to think that there are people who are like, the only reason to do something good is to get it to heaven, right? I mean, that's kind of crazy. So I decided, based on that, to Google the idea of Christian or atheist hypotheticals.
Oh, Google.
So I thought maybe we could go through some of these and see what you guys think. So this is a hypothetical for atheists. Which would you prefer? To have a manageable HIV infection, one that won't ever kill you but must be monitored for the rest of your life, or a tumor in your brain which caused you to believe in the ideologies of your local religion? The tumor is small and won't ever be noticed in your lifetime, so you will never feel free from its effects. So you could have AIDS, well, HIV, or a tumor that makes you believe in God, but has no other health effects. What do you think? Real stumper, huh? Take that, atheism.
I suppose if I have to follow the local belief, then I'm going to be a bigoted jerk about
that's
gays
true.
And
Mexicans.
And fetuses and Mexicans.
That's true.
I think
I have a tumor that makes me
HIV,
hate Mexicans.
Yeah.
I think as an atheist, I would choose the HIV.
You would
it's
take
a manageable,
the HIV.
Manageable disease, but it's very expensive to do so.
That's true.
Right, but I could at least, you know... still be
still
kind towards
brain.
Other people and use my brain.
That's you're still yourself,
right?
I suppose you're not a changed version.
I'm not like I haven't had like some weird wasp burrow into my brain and control me.
Yeah, that's true. That does change it. If it was an insect, I'd be like, well, fuck that then. I'll take the AIDS. If someone told me like, you can either have AIDS or watch video of an earwig crawling into your ear and you'll never know what happened, I'd be like, I might take the AIDS. They know what to do. I don't know what to do with an earwig. Put smoke in my ear until it comes out? I have no fucking idea what you would do.
Stick a really long pokey thing in there.
There's a Night Gallery episode that will help you.
Oh, God. I just watched an X-Files where they put worms in people's ears.
Yeah, like
know?
The
oh,
first season.
Oh,
like the Arctic base.
Yes. And, you know, if you get one worm in you, you go crazy. But if you get two worms, then, you know, they kill each other, and then you're fine. So they have one worm left, but they don't know who the first worm went into. So they have to put it in the right person, otherwise they're fucked. But watching it go...
Can they just look for the crazy person?
They put it in this dog's ear, and it, like, crawls in, and I was like, oh! No.
Did you have nightmares?
Not about that one.
Oh, okay.
I had some other nightmare, but... My X-Files nightmare was just related to, like, FBI office work.
Like you're just sitting in an office?
Pushing papers.
Yeah, it was, because there was a scene where a guy was transcribing a tape, you know, and he had to write down everything they were saying, and my nightmare
that
was something along
tedious.
Those lines, like, where's those tapes? And I'm like, I'm working on it, I'm sorry. And I had to keep pausing it, and it wasn't pausing right. That was my X-Files nightmare.
I do that with podcasts for fun.
Right? Yeah, I was like, hey, listen, I've been here.
Ooh, that would be good on my blog. I'm going to transcribe that.
All right.
Let's
hit
see.
Us again.
You want another one?
Yeah.
Okay. For a moment, indulge me and assume Christ and Satan exist and Armageddon is coming. I understand many of you are saying, I'm not going to do that since it's impossible. Yeah, I understand your viewpoint. If we move past your viewpoint, assume it is possible and this epic battle of Christ versus Satan actually takes place. Which side are you on? Just curious.
Satan?
No, you got to take the winner.
I mean, I'm picturing like you just wait and see how it shakes out.
No, you know who the winner is if you're believing that Jesus
if we're
is
putting,
real.
If we're
he
taking
does
the
come
belief
back and beat up Satan.
That this is real.
Oh.
Then God does win. So
I guess it's kind of a silly thing to think about cuz it's like
I don't know. I
well, if you believe
Satan
in Jesus and then Jesus wins, you're fine. And if you believe in Jesus and Satan wins, what's he going to do? Make you in extra hell? Like, it's just all hell anyway, right? What's the fucking difference?
I never
hedge your
it
bets.
That way.
I mean, I don't know. I just picture, like, this version of Armageddon. It's like they're gigantic fighting in the city and knocking buildings.
I'm going to use that argument the next time someone's like, well, you could not believe and nothing, and there is no God and you'll be fine. But if you don't believe and there is a God, then you're going to hell.
Yeah.
I'm going to use your argument of, well, if I don't believe and there is a Satan, then
you don't go to extra hell.
Right. I don't go to extra hell. So what the hell?
Yeah.
I was going to say that was the greatest Pascal's wager ever. And then she showed off Pascal's wager in action.
That's true. I wonder too, like if Satan did win, and you know the whole world was Satan world or whatever. I don't know exactly what his goals are.
Well, what did he do in the Bible? He
taught
a naked thought good guy Lucifer meme.
That one's pretty good.
See a naked willing thought slave in a garden teach her critical thinking.
I have no idea. I mean, none of that. I don't know anything about the Bible, you guys.
But Noah's Ark. Jesus was fasting and wandering the desert for 40 days, so mm-hmm. the devil offered him food and drink.
And that was bad?
Right.
In exchange for, like, the kingdoms of the world.
That's kind of fucked up, though. And God's just like, eh, he'll be fine. Wander the desert. Yeah. You're good.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Kind of like the myth of Sisyphus.
Oh, yeah. Is that the one where
he gives fire to the mortals and then the gods punish him, but the mortals are like, woohoo, we got fire.
Yeah, it's like, listen, I'm fucking glad I'm not that guy, but I am pretty pumped about this fire.
Right.
It's like probably Steve Jobs is in hell right now, but we got the iPhone.
Satan gives us like sex and food and wine and like
he does have all the good stuff,
right?
Like he's like my friend. I had this friend who lived on my block. He wasn't my friend. This kid named Andy who had a trampoline, but I fucking hated him. But like every day he's like, come jump on the trampoline. And I was like, maybe. And he's like, I also have fruit by the foot. And I was like, all right, I'll come over. I mean, just eat fruit by the foot and jump on the trampoline. And as soon as fruit by the foots ran out, I was like
gotta go home.
Gotta go. But he was kind of like the devil. And I was immediately swayed.
Yeah.
By fruit by the foot and a fucking trampoline. So just imagine booze and sex.
It's like gold to a kid, right?
Oh, my God. Jumping on a trampoline while eating 3 feet of fruit?
If you had a pool, he'd be your best friend.
Oh, yeah.
Even if you couldn't stand him.
Oh, I just remember this time I got on the school bus and he was sitting there and he had the biggest booger in his nose.
Ew.
And I was like, fuck this kid forever. Like, I almost puked on the bus. Okay, let's see. Hypothetically speaking, if you were to believe in a god of any kind, could you describe the attributes of this god? In other words, what would you imagine a god to be like?
Very, very distant.
Like, I'm kind of making up my own god. Like, what if there was a god, what I wish it would be like?
Or yeah,
what
like I think physically, I guess.
Or based on what we see
like
in the universe.
And a beard,
what possible god could exist based on what we know of the universe? or what our ideal god.
See, we're making this more hypothetical than the hypothetical question is.
I looked back at the sheet like, maybe there's more.
I would say like if I was like way back in the yawn times and I was making up a religion that I wanted people to follow.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can see where they're coming from with making him kind of like, oh, he's going to kick your ass if you're not good because otherwise they're like, well, why should I follow him? But I feel like I'd want a god that's like involved and doesn't just like create a bunch of people and then is just like, fuck you guys, you do what you want. But if you don't believe in me, you're going to hell.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to make you believe in me.
He's like a workaholic dad.
I don't want a god that's going to be like, you know, I love you all. You're all my children, but I'm going to let, you know, millions of children starve and lots of cancer destroy families and violence and murder and sodom and, you know, child rape exist. I wouldn't want that kind of god.
In my institution.
God. Yeah. That's the number one child rapers.
I'm going to let the people who are supposedly telling my word to also fuck little boys.
How great. I mean, how much would it change the world and be great if the Pope came out and he was just wearing a t-shirt that said like number one child rapers or something and had a big cross on it on the back? I mean, that would be so fucking funny. People would remember that forever.
Well, I don't know. So that would be like what I'd want. I would want a nice god, a friendly god that like actually does shit for you.
Okay.
But I don't know if I'm
somebody
actually
who shits food on Africa.
Right.
That'd be a start. I think I'd take, what's the elephant head guy?
Ganesh.
Yeah. Elephants seem like they know something. If I was like in old times, I'd be like, these guys are up to something, these elephants.
I think I'd have to say, and I'm not as probably familiar with Buddhism as maybe some other people, but I would say as far as religions go in the world or beliefs, that would probably be the one that I would most like to get on, that I would be most like to get on board with if for some reason someone was like, put a gun to my head and was like, choose something to fucking believe in.
Well, and based on if they just made an equal size statue of each one, it's like, this guy's nailed to some shit. He doesn't look like he's doing too good. This just one's fucking horrifying.
Based on like the tenets that I do know that they hold and their beliefs and what they kind of feel is like the least crazy, least more humanitarian, more.
That's the first thing I gravitated towards when I left Christianity.
Buddhism.
Right. Because they're a little less. Well, and they don't. Well,
there is non-theistic.
Some Buddhists
sects
believe that Buddha's a god, but some just believe that he was a wise man.
Just a chubby Chinese guy.
No, he's a wise man that you should follow his teachings because he was smart and good. But
that's fair. All right. This is a long one and it's complicated.
All right.
It's got a lot of numbers.
Do we need to take notes?
Do we need to get more beer?
If you are going to drink more beer, I'd get it now. This is long. All right. We'll take a rest on these hypotheticals here. You guys are both going to get up?
No, I just take my headphones.
Oh, okay.
My poor little ears are all smushed.
Your ears are smushed.
Well, it's like I want earbuds.
Yeah.
It's like they don't smoosh your ear, but those like yeah. they don't ever fit in my ears because my ears are so small, and then my ear holes hurt.
I have funny shaped ears too.
But then the ones that go over the ear just smoosh your ear.
I don't know how people wear like the iPhone earbuds. Those white ones or the iPod.
So they're hard yeah. and they're ginormous. I don't get it either.
Just drinking water in those Coke bottles. And-
yeah, you could drink that. Yeah, or in the pitcher too. The iPhone earbuds, like, I put them in and they almost, like, eject from my ear, like, yeah. pop out, like they were forced yeah. out.
Well, I even bought a pair of, the earbuds that have, like, the interchangeable little silicone.
Yeah, the different
thing.
Sizes.
So the different sizes and have the yeah. smallest size on them, and they still don't quite fit. They're still a little bit too big.
You have tiny little ear holes.
I do.
Did you try wearing them without the things, even?
Well, then it's just, like, a little plastic rod, and I don't think it would stay.
That wouldn't be very comfy.
Flop out.
Yeah, earphones are a problem.
They are really bad.
These ones, you could get some real expensive ones
kinda,
that go around
yeah,
your ears.
I kind of want to go back to like the old like Discman headphones that were kind of like really lightweight and just foam.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
They may not be like great sound quality, but they were probably the most comfortable for me.
Yeah, like the ones that were just like over the head and then they had cushy, foamy
pads.
They
fit on your ear, but they weren't like, these are like really, they're like
yeah,
hard and
they squeeze.
Heavy and squeezy, but those were kind of just cheapy and just kind of sat.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No inward pressure?
No, not really.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to take a drink and we'll go here. You don't have to continue to wear the headphones.
Okay. Well, all right. Let me know if I need
I just bought some cheapy old Walkman style ones at the dollar store when I broke some at work.
Yeah.
They were so terrible.
Sound quality?
No, yeah, the sound quality and the flimsy, like the metal thing was so flimsy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a nice yellow Walkman with the yellow and it had like a metallic band, yeah. like I was wearing a woman's headband.
I had a pink Walkman.
That's nice.
Isn't it?
I thought mine, I always debated. I was like, is this waterproof? Because it looked like a beach thing, you know, but I don't think it was.
No.
I had a yellow model. I wonder if it's just, it looked all waterproof and closed
yeah,
in.
Yeah, it was kind of big, but not super big. It was like a sporty thing.
Maybe it was more like impact proof. So if you're like rollerblading in
maybe.
The 90s and it falls off your falls
it's
off
actually
your spandex
a likely
shorts.
Scenario. I think I wore it snowboarding. I had like a crazy Rasta hat, you know. I listened to Blur's song 2 over and over on a loop.
Oh, 90s.
I plugged mine into the tape deck in my van.
Yeah.
Because it wouldn't actually play tapes, but mm-hmm. it would read the like CD converter tape thing,
oh,
the cord
yeah.
on it.
Yeah.
It sounds like a
things.
Very complex setup. in your pedo van?
In my pedo van.
The lengths we go to try and play music in the car, it's unbelievable. Cords and wires and radios. Okay, here we go. Okay, atheist hypothetical question. It's the beginning of the universe, and God is about to make life. This God isn't the God you're familiar with. It's a God I made up. His name is Frank. So Frank is God. Frank, God, has a brother named Bob. Okay. Bob and Frank have limited power. Bob creates planets, stars, and galaxies. Frank creates life. Bob has made planet Earth, and Frank has decided to make life. Frank makes 20 babies and places them in a floating crib. He places the 20 cribs holding each baby into a river. The river has many different routes, and each route has a different outcome for each baby. Frank creates some of the outcomes. Which route the babies take is determined by the current, the wind, and this is like a math problem.
This sounds like that hay bale question you were doing.
Yeah.
I
call foul.
Okay, let's see.
I didn't come here expecting to get math problems tonight, Peter.
There's way more numbers, too. Just wait. Which route the babies take is determined by current, the wind, and the baby's movements. Mostly the current, though. Bob created the current and the wind, and Frank created the crib-rocking babies. 14 of the babies end up at a village full of kind and friendly people who look after them. One baby fell out and drowned.
Wait. God's creating life.
Uh-huh.
And there's already people to take care of the babies.
Yeah, that part's a little confusing for me. I guess
this sounds like most of the creation myths throughout societies, throughout the world.
There's always a fucking baby floating down a river. I don't know why people were like, river babies.
There's just always like, this is the first instance of life, but this life is being taken care of by all these other god life, so there's already technically life.
Yeah. Let's assume that Frank made all these other people too. Okay, a baby fell out Frank. And drowned, because it's a baby, not the Nirvana baby. Two babies were found by a black tribe who made slaves out of the devils. Little reversal there.
Well.
And there's no heaven, by the way. Oh, wait. There's another baby. Oh, wait. There's more babies. Hang on. One baby was found by no one and died from dehydration. So I guess the opposite of the drowned baby. One baby fell out and was slowly eaten by piranhas.
What the hell is going on? And I feel like I'm trying to do something while drunk or something.
And the last baby fell from a waterfall. So there's a bunch of dead babies.
You just wanted this one because you just like to talk about babies dying and
I swear I didn't
them.
Read the whole thing. And there's no heaven, by the way.
There's so no heaven, but
children return
two
to
gods?
Non-existence. Neither Bob or Frank can create heaven. Frank is also a believer of Zeus, and Zeus creates Frank to create stuff. Zeus also punishes those who inflict suffering, but Frank says his actions are justified because the babies experienced happiness for a short while. Also, Frank says he didn't have a choice. Earth is the only place Bob made that can support life. So should Zeus punish Frank? Zeus, unlike Zac Efron's penis, proves its existence. What? Frank is not ignorant. I don't understand. Let's just say, should Zeus punish Frank and forget the penis reference?
I kind of want to just punish whoever wrote that fucking hypothetical because I want to kill someone right now.
They got awfully specific about how these babies died. Couldn't they just say
it was very
six
convoluted.
Died and 14 made it? It had to
be the most
like,
convoluted thing I've... It was worse than that hay bale math question.
They wrote like an entire Faces of Death. You're like, one baby was skewered on a skewer and cooked and eaten, and its heart was still beating when they cut it open. One baby ate its own shit and died from the shit eating.
So think, Zeus is God.
Yeah, Zeus think, is God and
Zeus,
Frank is
Frank
God.
Frank and Bob all need to have a fight till they're all three dead. Like a fight to the death, but they all three have to die.
Maybe Zeus should make Bob and Frank fight to the death. And then have one, because this is obviously not working.
This is obviously like a bureaucracy, and there's too many different channels to go through.
I would be pissed, though, like if I was Frank and my brother was Bob, and he made these rivers with these, you know, waterfalls and stuff. I'd be like, what the fuck, man? Why'd you make this evil African tribe that enslaved these babies I made? And
well, why not just put the babies somewhere that they can survive? Why put
yeah,
them
that's
on the
a good question, too.
Too.
I guess I could have just given them to a nice Swedish family or something instead of like, eh, just throw them in the river. They'll be fine.
Well, I don't understand what's going on at all.
I would have to ask my brother, too. I'd be like, what the fuck, man, with the piranhas?
Right.
What do we need those for?
Right.
What's their what, mosquitoes?
That's a good hypothetical.
Cactus?
They don't do anything, right?
Yeah. Cactus is stupid looking, man. Just
mosquitoes
let it go.
Just give people malaria and West
They're
Nile.
They're horrible. They're assholes. They have no sense.
They don't like pollinate plants or anything.
Yeah, oh, bees. Bees we could have, but I'd be like, do they have to be able to sting stuff?
Right.
And wasps? I don't think we need the variations of the bees. Wasps and yellow jackets and Charlotte hornets and all that. Okay, let's try another one.
Let's move on.
Okay, this one has a preface. This has multiple choice questions.
Ooh.
I've been thinking about a lot of different questions. A few I have been asked by others, and the rest I have asked myself. I think these questions have helped me to really, consider my transgender feelings more honestly. Okay. So this is a transgender person who believes in God.
Okay.
All right. If you could somehow go back in time and God gave you the following options, which would you choose? A, to be born a normal, healthy baby girl without any trans issues or feelings. B, to be born a normal, healthy baby boy without any transgender issues or feelings. Or C, to be born transgender. Let's just move on to number two.
Where did you find these hypotheticals?
I don't know. On the internet. Transgendergod.com or something. Okay.
Because I've heard some really bad hypotheticals that make a lot more sense than...
Why would you, even if I was transgender, wouldn't you think you'd want to be born whatever I trans did to?
Right.
So I'd be like, oh, it saves me a fucking surgery.
You just
want
to be born comfortable with who you are to begin with, right?
I would think so.
At least, you know, gender-wise, there are other things that happen in life that aren't comfortable, but...
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right. If I was a
that's
guy...
That's a pretty big issue. I can't imagine the torture that is.
Oh, well, if I was a guy and I was like, oh, we sliced all this stuff off and then we stuffed the balls into the breasts to make breasts and all whatever they do.
Testicle
like
breasts.
Test the breasts. Like, why would
let's
if
all
I
go home tonight and draw what Peter just said.
Draw your best transgender using only the parts provided originally. Wouldn't I just be like, oh, I'll just plan to be born a girl. It'll be perfect.
Right. I don't know.
That's a dumb question. Okay, which would you rather... Oh, go ahead.
I just think about, like, not with the transgender issue, but I think about, like, how people are always like, oh, you know, Down syndrome kids are so happy and full of life and it's so wonderful. Yeah. I'm like, if they had those kind of thought processes, I don't know, maybe they do. Don't you think they'd wish to be, like, normal, though?
Wouldn't they wish, like, I wish to be a real boy all the time? Wouldn't that be their whole life?
But I mean, like, you know, because, well, and like now they can live till they're like in their 50s. But, you know, for the longest time, they made it till their 20s because wouldn't you rather live a normal? I don't know.
Do you think Pinocchio is like an allegory for having a Down syndrome child?
Pisses me off. And like parents are like, I'm so grateful that I have a child at all. I'm like, I wouldn't be.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just heartless that way, but I would not be happy. I'd be like, not only do I have this kid that I have to take care of now for the rest of their life, which could be after I'm dead.
Sure.
I'm like, they're never going to go out on their own and do their own thing. They're never going to have a crappy job being a greeter at Walmart, but they're never going to like, you know, make strides. They're never going to be achieving things. I mean, they're not. And I'm like, but that's the point of life. I mean, is to do those things, is to live.
It
and
is
not
a
be
little horrible. Well, it'd be like, you know, if you were like stalked and raped and stuff, and you're like, well, I'm just glad that someone finds me attractive. And you're like,
right?
I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Tone down the gladness a little.
That's kind of like my answer to that question is that, like, wouldn't you rather be, I mean, even if like...
Born satisfied,
so, like,
whatever that means.
I was born a girl and really wanted to be a boy. Wouldn't I just wish that I had been born a boy if I had that option?
Yeah,
I think
so. With
no transgender issues and just be normal.
I think so. I don't know. Okay, which would you rather be?
I'm a horrible person.
A very physically unattractive biological woman or a biological man that looks like a very physically attractive woman? That's an awesome question.
Same asker?
Yeah. A physically unattractive woman or a biological man that looks like a physically attractive woman?
Well, I think either way, they're going to have a shitty life, right? An ugly biological woman is going to be made fun of and like treated like shit, and she's going to feel miserable and have low self-esteem. And a man who looks like an attractive woman is going to be made fun of. People are going to call him names and beat him up.
That's
so
true.
Either way, they're going to be in the shit. So I wouldn't want to be either.
Well, that's
both equal.
Unless, which this question doesn't address, is like if the man who is born as an attractive woman is maybe... I don't know.
Transgender or whatever.
Then he's already halfway there.
What about too? Like, I guess there are lots of physically unattractive women around, right? But there are fewer men that look just like an attractive woman, right?
Right.
Although, if you were into that, you could make a nice living.
Right.
Putting on feathers and dancing around. I don't know how you do it. But that's just...
No, but I'm like, I really would not want to be either, because I think either way, if they, you know, since we're going with the transgender thing and that's the questions that they're asking, if neither of those people identify as transgender or don't, you know, if the woman, you know, our society says that women need to be attractive. And so she's going to have a miserable life and he's going to be called a pussy his whole life because he looks like a girl, even if he could kick their ass. Maybe he'll develop the skills to kick people's asses because he looks like such a girl.
I guess it depends too on what you find physically attractive in a biological woman, right?
It's true. And there are such a range of
like a
people.
Vagina.
Yeah, for example.
What? Like a vagina.
A vagina.
That's all that you require?
Well, it's part of it.
I mean, I feel like being
nice.
The biological man that
I
looks like
him.
A woman is less work. Because if you're an unattractive woman, you probably have to do like a lot more shaving and whatnot.
Plucking and
yeah,
makeuping.
Screwing around. So I guess if you're just the lazy man's choice is clearly the physically attractive woman boy.
I guess.
Instead of being the Doris.
I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter because maybe if you can save up enough money, you can just get plastic surgery and it won't matter either
That's
way.
True. Do you think it'd be easier to be plastic surgery to be a hot woman or a manly man?
Probably a hot woman.
Probably.
I think there are more surgeries for that.
I've seen sort of successes.
Just interesting that I listened to a podcast with Buck Angel on it this week.
Who's Buck Angel? Is that a trans?
Is that his name? Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was born a woman and transitioned to man, but still has a vagina. And he's like
buff,
handsome gentleman looking,
oh, that's
but still
weird.
Has a vagina.
I was about to Google that person later, and now I'm like, that's going to be confusing. I'm not doing that.
I want to Google because he was a fashion model as a woman.
Oh, that's really weird. And now it's like super ripped.
I forgot to look into that. But.
This is
so it's weird that this is coming up. I keep thinking, oh, that was an interesting interview. And
what would that person say? Okay.
Can we move on from some transgender ones and get some other topics going here?
I think there's one more on here that I think is really good.
Okay.
What would you rather be? A man with a perfectly healthy body or a woman with a severe handicap, like missing legs or being mentally disabled?
Is this like a sexist thing? Like we're all going to pick the healthy male?
I actually don't know. Well, that doesn't
seem
sexist, right?
Is that a religious question?
I have no fucking idea.
Not really.
Well, why would you be? Well, I'll be a retarded woman instead of a man. That's not really a very good hypothetical, is it? Like, would you rather be a normal man or a Down syndrome woman?
Right? Yeah. I don't know.
That's not really a question of gender, is it?
It's. I don't know what it's a question of.
Oh, I'll be a no-leg woman. That doesn't sound bad.
Well, you know, some people find, you know, amputees sexy.
Oh, actually, let me ask this one other question. If women had penises and men had vaginas and everything else about the sexes was unchanged, would you still want to keep your same gender?
Like, I would stay a woman, but I'd
but you'd
have
a penis.
I feel like if that's the way it was, would we know any different? Would it matter?
No, that's what's silly about all these, right?
That's why they're hypothetical.
All right, let's go to this. This is a better hypothetical because this is action.
Does it have to do with religion?
Yes.
Okay.
If you could go back in time.
Very off topic.
If you could go back in time and save Jesus, would you? You come, time machine, you come out with guns, shooting everybody. And you're like, let's get the fuck out of here. And you throw a smoke grenade. And
so
the historiosity
of.
Just
kill him.
The historiosity of Jesus is not in question in this.
I suppose not. I suppose that everything would sort of work out. You bring back like a Jesus bot.
Can I
like a robot?
Save Lincoln and JFK and MLK and Malcolm X while I'm at it.
This could be like a whole series. Saving
kill
the historical
Hitler
figures.
Earlier.
Kill Hitler.
Yeah.
And during World War I. So.
That would be awesome. Bring back Abe Lincoln to shoot Hitler. Fuck you, Hitler.
This is turning into a crazy comic
this
right
is a
now.
Comic
I think.
Book. We got to do this. Edit this out until we can get it on paper.
You pick up like Plato halfway through it, and then he's like, well, is it a wise idea to kill? And then you're just like, all right, let's
up,
just
Plato.
Fucking leave him somewhere. Let's leave him in the West and get Billy the Kid or
this
something.
This is kind of like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, but cooler. I don't know.
Yeah, except everyone. See, that's the problem I had with that movie is I was like, it made an assumption that historical figures aren't like annoying.
Right.
I think I'd be real. Like, Napoleon was just like, well, I want to be on a water slide. He's just like a hedonist, which I was like, that's fine. That's fun. But, like, I think some of them would just be annoying.
Yeah.
You know, you pick up, like, Ben Franklin, and he's just like, well, we should ask the tough question. Yeah, he'd be
on. He was a nudist.
He's sitting in the phone booth, like, legs akimbo, just laying on the floor, rubbing his gut, nude. Oh. Ooh, okay.
Oh, dear.
So that's the answer to that, I guess. I have one more. Scenario. A man in a glowing white robe appears one day, walks through a hospital, and touches and miraculously heals everyone in it. After this, he walks out into a crowd and explains that he is the true Messiah. He also says that the Jesus in the Bible was a false prophet who fooled the people of his time. As much as you could imagine, what would be your reaction?
I don't know what my reaction would be, but I feel like modern Christians would probably kill him. They'd just try to assassinate him.
Even though he saved everyone?
Right, because they don't like any sort of...
monkeying?
Well, they don't like any kind of challenge to their beliefs.
Yeah.
They'd be like, no, we're right. It doesn't matter that you've just given us proof that we're wrong.
Yeah.
We're right, and you need to die.
That would be too bad. I'd be like, I would try and save him until I got cancer or whatever I'm going to get.
I feel like if I legitimately saw that he was curing people,
I definitely need to look into it a little further.
I don't know that I would immediately believe that he was the Messiah, but I would believe that there was some wacky shit going on that we need to look into.
Do you think there'd be a divide, though? Like,
is this
the
movie Powder?
If Powder came. Do you think there'd be a divide, too, like where... I can't stop thinking about Powder. Do you think there'd be a divide where, like, let's say Christian people, but who had Crohn's disease, would be like, hold on, I think we should give this guy a chance, because this fucking blows. So if he could touch me and heal me, let's start there. And then once I'm at full health, we can, you know, kill him.
Is that a bowel problem?
Yeah, something to do with shitting.
Yeah.
Some kind of shitting problem. Crohn's. That sounds awful. Sounds like you live on a mountain with witches or something like that. That's the ticking of the pipes.
Oh, okay. I was like, do you have, like, rats in your walls?
Could be. Could also be that.
Okay.
It possums. Does get loud enough at night that it wakes me up sometimes, and then I have to just wait for it to be over, and it takes...
Awesome. There's your new alarm sound.
Yeah, that's true.
Just record that.
And... Just ask my neighbor to shower at a certain time every day. I just send her a text. I'm like, can you shower at 7? Perfect. I don't want to put you on the spot. But do you have any especially weird church memories that you'd like to share before we go?
I don't know. I've got tons of things that brought me to where I am now.
That made you the man you are today? I don't know.
More
the whole
specific
thing is
question.
Weird.
Sort anything out.
I know. That's a hard question.
Weird thing growing up, small Christian school of like, 60 people or so between kindergarten and eighth grade.
Yeah.
Our classes were four classes. Like, we had fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth in a room together.
Oh, God.
And we learned, our classes were on videotape from a school in Pensacola, Florida, videotaped their classes and sent them around the country for special order.
So you would just sit.
So we sat with like headphones like this and watched TV classes.
Oh my God.
And it was
that's
a Baptist.
Really weird.
It was a Baptist school, so the doctrine wasn't exactly what our church taught anyway. So
it was close enough. So this is you went to this kind of school for how many how
I long? Went from when I was 4, like pre-K to 7th grade, and then transferred to another local Christian school.
That wasn't like the Hollywood video school of
Hollywood
church
video,
or whatever. How is that a school?
Correspondence school?
Well, my class, when I was in like 1st grade, we had like a dozen kids, and by the time 7th grade came around, it was 3 or 4.
Because it slowly paired off. That's so crazy. Can you imagine... Whoever that last kid was, just in there alone listening to headphones.
Eighth grade was 2.
Oh.
The class ahead of me was 2, and one was the principal's son.
So he's fucked. He's stuck there until he's done. Oh, my God. What were the tapes? Was it like the same people every time?
Yeah.
And they taught like math via tape?
Yeah.
Praise God. Now 2 + 2. I mean, is that what it was like?
Yeah. I remember a like 60-ish year old woman with short curly hair, and, like a prairie dress, and
wow. And then you would just do this for like 6 hours.
Yeah.
Put on headphones, and it would
put
be
on
six
headphones,
hours.
We'd do some assignments that were based on the classes on the video, and
wow.
Have a couple recesses and a lunch. And
did you have like a teacher?
There was one supervising teacher for the room
who just kind of made sure you were doing something.
Yeah.
Now, if you had, like, a question, what would you do?
I don't know. Like, this wasn't always too. That was after when I got into fifth grade that they transferred to this system because the popularity of the school had gone down.
Oh, okay.
But
they didn't want to have.
I don't remember. Yeah.
How did the sound work? How did you just have long headphones?
We had like this type of thing on a tree in the middle of the four desks.
Amplifier thing and, okay. Wow, that's so fucking weird.
That's kind of weird.
That would be very strange.
It's like homeschooling, kind of.
Did you like it though?
That's why the videos were made, was for homeschooling.
Right.
Because I liked in school, like if I went into a classroom and, you know, I came in after lunch and they'd brought out a TV,
that
I was like,
oh, that was
a great thank fucking God. We get, you know, 10 minutes to not think about being in school anymore.
Which just makes me think of the 10th grade when we watched the old 60s Romeo and Juliet
with the boobs
and the teacher trying to like block for that 2 seconds.
Our teacher fast forwarded, but I saw it. I was like, fuck yeah.
I saw it on AMC because that was like the only station that on basic cable that showed that kind of thing.
Someone should make a version of that that's like the best version ever, but it's got like a ton of nudity.
Like, yeah, that 95 version was so disappointing in that aspect.
Yeah. Oh, it was a huge letdown. We watched, I'm not kidding, when I was in sixth grade, I don't know how many tapes it is, like 8 tapes long, all of Roots. Our whole fucking school, because every school had a TV, every class had a TV, because we would watch Channel 1 News. Which was like these hip kids, they'd be like, hey, welcome to the news. And
kids
then they would,
news.
Yeah, and it was like that. And then they would show some story about politics. Then it would be 4 minutes of Gatorade Frost commercials. And then it was back to some other news story. And then another Gatorade Frost commercial. And then it was over. So they decided to use this system. We watched all of it. That's got to be 20 fucking hours of video.
Every junior in my school had to watch Schindler's List, and we'd all, the
Schindler's
whole junior
List.
Class for 2 days, we'd all go in the auditorium and just watch Schindler's List for
That's
2 days.
That's so crazy.
I don't know why we all had to watch it. I don't remember like doing like an assignment. We just all had to watch it.
You know what the craziest thing I remember doing in school, like the whole time I was in school? So our unit on the Civil War, we didn't learn anything. All we did, this company came, and what they did is they did Civil War reenactments. So what they would do is they split us in half, you know, the North and the South. And then you would go to this company and they would like fit you for an outfit, you know, a Civil War outfit. And then, you know, we were supposed to like, they didn't even give us instructions. They just took us to the park and you got on opposite ends of the park. And then they would be like, action. And you were supposed to shoot your gun. And these guns had flour in them and a tube and you'd blow into it so the flour shoots out. And I'm not fucking kidding. When we were picking sides, you know, you had to be on the North or the South, and they kind of told you, and they were like, and we're not going to tell you which side won, because then everyone will want to be on the side that wins. And I was like, I'm pretty sure slavery's not around if I had to. It made me doubt that I knew, because I was like, well, I think everyone knows this. Maybe there's something I don't know about, some kind of treaty that I wasn't aware of. But yeah, and so we go to the park, and, you know, you're just like, action, and then you shoot these guns at each other and run around, and then they make you do it like 10 times.
So you were LARPing.
Yeah, and then you can buy the video for like $50, and
so
you're
you
in it for 2 seconds.
Yourself.
Yes. Yeah. We watched the video, and it's got like flute music going in the background. It's like, who the fuck owned this video company?
And the video has all the education on it.
No, nothing. It would be like,
in 1859, yes. The Battle of Fort Sumter.
Exactly. It was like that. It would be like, at Gettysburg. And it's like, and, you know, it's stupid looking kids running around, and one kid falls down and dies. But, you know, no one wanted to die. So you would just shoot and shoot and shoot, and you'd walk right
You're
up
dead.
To a kid and be
You're
like,
"You're dead."
Oh, yes.
No, I'm not. I'm invincible.
Just like the real war. No, you died. No, you died. I blocked the bullet. It was fucking horrible.
I'm infinite.
Yeah. Yeah. I had a cap gun too. I got an extra gun for some reason, which was exciting. You know,
exciting.
That was insane. Like, thinking back on that happening, part of me is like, did that really happen? Or is that like an episode of Community? Because that doesn't seem fucking real. And this was not a one day. This was 2 weeks of all day preparing. And like,
so what do you know about the Civil War now?
Nothing. I learned that the North won.
The North won.
Eventually, they won somehow.
You didn't memorize the Gettysburg Address?
No. Never even heard it. Didn't know Lincoln was involved. And knew nothing about that. Didn't know which one. I didn't know. I didn't even know if the state we lived in was North or South. Didn't even know.
So you learned it from the History Channel, and it's all aliens. And
we were just, yeah, we were just standing around, like, you know, I had my friend, and he had this weird double-breasted thing, and he was like, does this make me look fat? And I was like, kinda. Because it really did. It was a really weird outfit, you know?
Oh.
And I was like, yeah, I mean, normally you don't look fat, but
sounds
that
like
kind of makes you look
fat.
Sounds
like this company was just, like, scamming schools to make money.
Oh, yeah. It was bizarre.
Maybe we can get in on that.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good idea. Recreations of wars.
Things.
We'll do Vietnam instead.
Or we had Mike Devine come to our school twice. He was
Mike Devine.
He was a member of Two Live Crew, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Who got saved and came to Christian schools and stuff. And now knowing about Two Live Crew after that, he wasn't a very important member, but he still tours and makes money saying that I'm a Christian and I used to be in the Face Down Ass Up band.
Now that's got to be losing a lot of its like charm, right? Because at that time, like, Two Live Crew was known, but now kids would be like, "Who the fuck is Two Live
Crew?"
Not
really. It was like the mid '90s.
They already
were like
too
way past Two Live Crew.
Who's
that
Two
was
Live
like,
Crew? I don't know who that is.
Is that like the number two, or is that?
Oh, that was God. Like the heart of gangsta rap with the
that happens
Tupac
a lot.
And Biggie thing going on.
I don't know what it is,
but
about
there's
rock
all these
stars.
People that go that make a living going to schools and telling their story.
I know.
We had
which
a guy
so
who
insane.
We had a guy who had AIDS and he'd come to our school and talk about having AIDS as a warning. He got AIDS from a blood transfusion and for after a car accident.
So what's he warning
you about?
So
what is he
about?
Warning me about?
Don't get in an accident? Okay.
He wants you to become a Jehovah's Witness and not get a blood transfusions.
You might get addicted to being in accidents. So I want you to be aware.
And he made
Jesus
a big deal
Christ.
About it. It was an accident with a cop who had his lights off because he was on a call and driving real fast and hit him. And I think I can tell this. I'm not in my home state.
So what's his message? Like, is fuck
is
the police?
Message?
I mean,
what the
fuck?
What is your message?
I mean, it would make sense in a Christian school if some guy who was like homosexual and had got AIDS from having sex
went
or
Marcus
something.
Bachman's
yes.
Right.
Retraining program.
Right. Yes. And then became Christian and was like, don't be gay because you get AIDS. I mean, that would make sense, but I got AIDS from a blood transfusion, so don't get those, I guess.
Okay,
that
so
has
what
nothing
I'm
to do with
is
Christianity.
Life
but
is
cool.
Random and horrible. I mean, that's like
well,
actually
I do
what
that.
Our.
I'm 14. I know that.
That's exactly what our assembly guy was, you know, the guy from Vietnam who got burned with a phosphorus grenade. But he had no message. He was just like, I got burned and horribly scarred, and my wife left me.
Look at me.
Yeah, and I was like, so.
We
good
should not
America,
go to Vietnam.
Good or bad? I'm confused. I'm in sixth grade. I need a more clear thesis statement up top so I can understand your needs. So yeah, I guess if the question is, you know, would you rather have, what was that hypothetical?
Have AIDS.
Rather
or
have AIDS
tumor
or.
Tumor that makes you religious.
You would take the AIDS because that's a school tour goldmine, while a religion tumor, eh.
I believe in God, but it's because of a tumor.
Yeah. I don't really have a choice.
So a sickness is doing this.
Right? Well, thank you guys for coming.
No problem.
Did you have anything else you needed to say or cover?
No. Nope.
You're the host.
Well, I don't want to provide the content, goddammit.
Podcast has been brought to you by people who were formerly religious and now aren't.
Yeah. I did want to say, if it's all right with you, about your Tumblr.
Nope.
People can follow you.
sofa-activist.tumblr.com.
Sofa-activist. If you can't find it, if you are, you know, I'm Helpful Snowman on Tumblr, and he's one of my two followers. So if you could pick him out from a lineup of two. And
I know you promoted it last episode, but that Pete's Unsent Love Letters is a great follow.
Oh, well, thank
Even
you.
Even a bookmark or RSS it.
I appreciate that.
I do enjoy that one.
You guys are sweethearts.
Aw.
Thank you for coming.
No problem.
Come back soon.
Ain't it funny how an old broken bottle look just like a diamond ring, but it's far, far, far.